This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people, including fighters from the Islamic State group, evacuated their last foothold in eastern Syria hours after U.S.-backed Syrian fighters said that they were forced to slow their advance because the extremists are using civilians as human shields. We get more from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
A spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces tweeted that the battle to retake Baghouz was going to be over soon, despite the slowdown. Later, an SDF official said some 500 people, including fighters, have surrendered and evacuated the village of Baghouz and its surrounding areas. Dozens of men, women, and children climbed hills on foot and were later seen getting into small trucks after they were searched by SDF fighters manning the evacuation corridor. The U.S.-backed forces resumed their offensive on Baghouz last Friday after a two-week pause to allow for the evacuation of civilians. I'm Zaria Shakli.
U.S. senators say the White House has failed to produce any new information on the killing of Saudi writer. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Under a 2016 federal law, 120 days after a Senate request, the White House was supposed to have briefed members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on progress in the investigation into last October's killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents in Istanbul. Committee member Democrat Chris Murphy says they got zero from the briefers, even though it was the deadline. Fellow Democrat Bob Menendez called the briefing a farce, and Trump needs to give Congress answers. Lawmakers say they believe the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing, but Trump has been reluctant to place blame. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expressing optimism that trade talks with China, aimed at ending tariffs and hundreds of billions of dollars worth of products, will be successful. Top U.S. diplomat is in Iowa discussing diplomatic efforts to promote American economic interest and American imports and exports. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido returned to Venezuela after secretly leaving on February 23rd. Guaido, who is the U.S. and many other countries have acknowledged and recognized as the interim leader, had violated a travel ban imposed by the government of Nicolas Maduro. Guaido was not detained as expected, but instead was met by large crowds of supporters. They threatened all of us who are here. You saw it. With prison, with death. And I say something to them. It has not been through persecution. It will not be through threats that they are going to stop us. Here we are, and we are stronger and more united than ever. Here we are, and we're much stronger than ever. Guaido called for continued public demonstrations to force Maduro's removal from office and to schedule new elections. United States has warned Maduro that there would be severe consequences if Guaido is arrested. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives launched a wide-ranging investigation Monday of President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, his businesses, his transition to power, and whether, as president, he has obstructed justice to throw out probes of him. Meanwhile, Attorney General William Barr has announced that he will not recuse himself from overseeing the special counsel's Russia probe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department says ethics officials have advised William Barr that he should not recuse himself from Robert Mueller's investigation into possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. Some Democrats have expressed concern the new attorney general might disrupt or end the investigation as it reaches its final stages. That's because a memo surfaced from before Barr's nomination in which he criticized the Mueller investigation for the way it was presumably looking into whether President Trump had obstructed justice. Barr has downplayed that memo. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The cleanup is underway in rural Alabama from a tornado that killed at least 23 people. AP's Ed Donahue reports that dozens remain missing.
Some homes were just obliterated. Dax Leandro is going through debris, hoping to find belongings for friends.
They're alive. A lot of people didn't make it out, so it's devastating in this area. It's just heartbreaking.
Governor Kay Ivey says this is a sad time in Alabama, but the people here are strong.
Y'all, we will overcome this loss. We've done it before. We'll do it again, and we'll do it together.
Crews searching door to door are using dogs as well as drones that can detect heat from a body. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.